In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to two passages in Hosea, but I want to read you something before I do that that fits in with what I want to share with you. One of our sixth grade teachers handed me this. This past Friday, we had a gentleman from Cantonment who keeps pigeons, homing pigeons. And he brought the pigeons up and was teaching the kids about, they were studying that in science class, and they went outside and he released his pigeons. And his wife called him. He was talking to the students or whatever, and as he was going to leave about 20 minutes later, his wife called him and said the first pigeon just arrived in Cantonment. And the teacher had the students after that write him a thank you letter for coming to class and so forth, and this is what one of our students wrote, which I think is just, it's remarkable and a blessing to my own heart. Dear Mr. Ward, thank you for setting a time to come to our school and show us your pigeons. I learned that pigeons have to be raised at the place they're going to need to return. Somehow, like we need to return to God's path, the place where we were raised, if we're stranded or released. Thanks for the coin. God bless you. Gave all the students a coin. And I couldn't help but think about the two passages in Hosea, chapter 7 and also in chapter 11, where God said this concerning Israel in verse 11, Ephraim also is like a silly dove. Now, you have to understand that pigeons in the Middle East are known as doves, and they're from the same family. So we could read it this way. Ephraim is also like a silly pigeon without heart. They call or coo to Egypt, and they fly to Assyria. Interesting. They coo to Egypt, and they fly. In other words, they're not coming home to God. They're calling out to Egypt. They're flying to Assyria. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. When he released those birds, he said, they're going straight home. He told the kids that. And he hung around here to wait for the phone call that one of them had already made it back home to show the children that they were doing what they had been trained to do. I want you to listen, though, to verse 11 of chapter 11 in Hosea, because we get the end of the story about this. Look at verse 11 in chapter 11 of Hosea. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, speaking of Israel, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. At the end of the story, my people will come home like they're supposed to. They will fear me, and they will return from Egypt, and they will return from Assyria, whom they've cooed to and who they've flown to. But they will come home because I will call them from the four corners of the earth to come to my place. What a picture here is given to us. And a sixth grader understood that. I appreciated that so much, and I wanted to share that with you. And what a spiritual lesson. If you are a child of God this morning, we're going home. This world is not our home. And though we're here for a short time, we're going to be in our place. And God does not want us to be a silly pigeon. He wants us to be calling to Him. He wants us to fly to Him because He is our refuge. He is our house. And so what a lesson that we find here from a simple carrier pigeon that they go home. That's where they live, and that's where they want to go when they're released from another place. And that's what we should desire today. Are you eager to go home? Maybe you don't have a home because you've never trusted in Jesus Christ. Well, we know where your home is going to be. The Bible says very clearly the lake of fire is your home. But if you know Jesus Christ, your home is in heaven. And we're going to one day be released and we're going to fly away. That's the picture that's given to us. We're going to fly to our beloved in the clouds. Meet the Lord in the air. We're going to go to His house. We will go wherever He goes from that point on. When He comes back to this earth in judgment, who's going to be with Him? We're going to be with our Lord. And then when He returns back, we're going to go back with Him because that He is our home. And what a beautiful picture is given to us. And I hope that that's in your heart this morning.